What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to help you ditch the digital distractions and reclaim those precious moments of real-life connection. Ever feel like you're more connected to your phone than to the people around you? Like your social skills are gathering dust while your thumbs are getting a workout? You know that feeling when you're at dinner with friends, everyone's glued to their phones, and the conversation feels non-existent? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into how our phone obsession is impacting our relationships and social skills. It's time to get real about this, because let's face it, our phones are designed to be addictive. They crave our attention like a sugar-crazed toddler at a birthday party. But the truth is, these constant notifications, endless scrolling, and virtual interactions can seriously mess with our ability to connect on a deeper level with the humans in our lives. Here's the deal. 5 key takeaways to help you understand the impact and start breaking free. First up, constant phone checking can lead to feelings of loneliness and isolation, even when you're surrounded by people. You know that feeling when you're at a party, scrolling through social media instead of actually talking to someone? You might be physically present, but your mind is miles away, and that disconnect breeds loneliness. Second, our phones can become a barrier to genuine conversation. We're so used to quick texts and superficial interactions that we forget how to truly engage in meaningful conversations. Think about it. How often do you interrupt someone mid-sentence because you're checking your phone? It's rude, disrespectful, and it sends the message that what they have to say isn't as important as your next Instagram update. Third, excessive screen time can lead to decreased empathy and emotional intelligence. When we spend too much time in our own little digital worlds, we miss out on opportunities to develop empathy and understanding for others. Real-life interactions, with all their nuances and complexities, are crucial for building emotional intelligence. Fourth, phone addiction can create a sense of FOMO, fear of missing out, which can lead to anxiety and stress. We constantly compare our lives to the curated realities we see on social media, feeling inadequate and yearning for something more. Remember, what you see online is often a highlight reel, not the full story. And finally, let's talk about the impact on relationships. Overuse of phones can lead to communication breakdowns, misunderstandings, and even resentment. When we prioritize our devices over our loved ones, it sends a clear message. Our phone is more important than you are. Think about your best friend's last birthday party. Were you scrolling through social media during the speech? Did you miss out on their new tattoo because you were busy checking notifications? These small moments add up and can really affect the depth of your relationships. This isn't just some abstract theory, folks. I remember this one time I was at a dinner party with friends. It was supposed to be a catch-up night, but everyone was glued to their phones. It felt so invisible, like my presence didn't even matter. It made me realize how easily technology can disconnect us from the people around us, even when we're in the same room. So, what's the solution? It starts with awareness. We need to become more conscious of our phone habits and how they're affecting our lives. Set boundaries, like designating phone-free zones or times dinner table, bedtime, date nights. Remember, real life is happening outside that little screen. It's time to put down the phone, look up, and engage with the world around you. You might be surprised at what you discover. Let's make a pact to ditch the digital distractions and reconnect with each other in meaningful ways. I know we can do it. What are your thoughts? Share your experiences and tips in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It helps us spread the word and reach more people who need this message. Until next time, keep it real, keep it connected, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.